Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm sorry, guys. All right, we are on. We are on.
It's Don Yale.
Don Yale?
Yes.
Don Yale.
Don Yale.
Yale. Yale. Okay.
I'll show you. Yeah, it's an exception.
All right.
Why not?
All right, guys, if we can take the conversation outside, that would be great.
Okay,
that would be great.
Let's go.
Okay. All right, we're live on YouTube. Now we're gonna go live on Chabad. Let's see this. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakam Rambam. We are gonna be learning first Shabbos, Pedek Lamed, and a Mazel Tov for everyone who's being Messiah, Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Edevin, Prakam Aleph and Beis. Hilchos Shabbos, Pedek Lamed is gonna speak about the four, let's say, dimensions to the observance of Shabbos, and what we'll have now in the conclusion, aside of the Da'iraisos, that Rambam is going to speak about both Kavod and Oinig Shabbos. Pedek Lamed has 15 halachas, beginning with Pedek Aleph, says the Rambam. Arba'a devarim nemru v'Shabbos. There are four dimensions to the observance of the Shabbos. Shnayim b'Toyra, two originate from the Torah, and Shnayim b'Divrei Soifrim, and they are not only in b'Divrei Soifrim, but really in law that's not biblical. You really have two levels. You have Divrei Seifrim that begin from the times of Chazal, and then you have a higher level of Divrei Seifrim, which is Hey Mifrei Roshim Al Yidei Hanaviim, that which was brought to us through the prophets. Ba'Torah, Sheva Torah. We have both the mitzvah of Zohar to remember the Shabbos day, as we learned extensively, those did him yesterday, and Vishomet, and to observe the Shabbos by not breaking the malachas that we learned basically throughout the whole series. Now, what are the two dimensions given to us through the prophets, expounded by the Seifrim, is the concept and is the mitzvah of Kavod, of honoring the Shabbos, and Vo'einig, and adding pleasure to the day of Shabbos. Where do we have that? We have that in Yeshayahu, as it says, V'karasal HaShabbos Oinig, V'chvoid Hashem Mechubad Halachabes. What's Kavod? Kavod and Oinig, Rishon Rishon and Achron Achron. Interestingly, in the Pasuk, first comes Oinig, then comes Kavod. But the Rambam chose to say Kavod and Oinig, and he follows that pattern. Kavod is Zesha Amru Chachamim Shemitzvah Al Adam Lirchitz Padayel Veragla V'chamam Erev Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to minimally, to prepare yourself by washing your face, hands, and feet for the honor of Shabbos. And Umis'atev Batzitzis V'yoyshev B'koyved Roish Miyachal L'Hakabolas B'nei HaShabbos, that a person should wrap oneself in tzitzis and sit. This is not on Shabbos proper. This is prior to Shabbos, right? Waiting to receive the Shabbos, just like a person is coming to greet. Sheyoytze likras hamelech. They prepare themselves, and then they are in there prior to the coming of the king. So when the king comes, who's waiting for whom? We are waiting for the king. The chachamim arishonim hoyim mekapzim talmidim be'erev Shabbos. The chachamim would actually inspire their students by gathering the students. Umesatfim doesn't have to mean the way you think our talus gadol, the yellow talus gadol. It means they would wrap themselves in special Shabbos clothing, and the oimrim, and they would actually say, Bo v'neitze likra Shabbos. Look at the Rambam's word. Hamelech. Now, really, in the Gemara says Shabbos Hamalka. Most of the commentators say that the Rambam's girsa in the Gemara must have been Shabbos Hamelech, that Shabbos Dav Kuf Yutes. But our version in the Gemara is Shabbos Hamalka. Pi Kabbalah, Shabbos is the concept of Malchus, which is the union of the feminine. So interesting about Lahai that the Rambam refers to Shabbos and the masculine Shabbos Hamelech. Now, Halacha Gimel. Umichvoit HaShabbos, included in Kvoit Shabbos, is Sheyilmosh Ksus Nekiyah. Is that for Shabbos we have to wear a clean garment? And v'lo yehei malbush achol kamalbush haShabbos. And we can appreciate the chassidus of this. That means that our machshava dibur o'maisa, our real levushim, we should upgrade it for Shabbos. Now ve'im ein loy la'achlev, if he doesn't have actually Shabbos clothing, so at least mishal shol talisa, he should have his talis fall lower, because then they used to wear shalabas, they used to wear robes, and they would roll them up, because when you walk out there in the swamps and in the streets, you don't want the hems to get dirty. And dafka, because you're not going to work, and when you went to a more b'chavadika place, you would have your garments go lower, and lahay, that's the source also of us wearing a kapate, which is a longer garment. during the week we are short of garment, you're mashal shantale, sikadeshala yehei malbushay kam malbush amachal, wearing a longer garment is sanua for men. For some reason it became common for people not to wear long garments, at least for men. If you think about it, all the dinim of tznias for women are very, should be more, the concept for sure should go for men. Anyways, on Shabbos, we dafka don't wear the short jackets, but we wear something that covers us until the knees. And then you have the people that wear the mini kapotas, but let's not go there. Ezra tikein, sheyuha amachapsim achamishi, Ezra made a takana. Now listen to this, this is kibud, what you should not do. That the clothing should be laundered not on Friday. You should launder your clothing on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos, which means for you to have more time on Erev Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos. Gevaldik. So there's what you do, and that if you, that's what the Rambam is saying, there's Kavod for what you don't do. Don't launder it on Friday. Make space in your Friday to get ready for Shabbos. Dalit, halacha dalit, also l'kabaya, su'uda, u'mishna be'erev Shabbos. So one is not allowed to affix a meal of either of a bread meal or drinking wine meal because of Kavod Shabbos. In other words, Kavod Shabbos is not about not being full, because you want to free up the day to have time to prepare yourself for Shabbos. Very nice. So that was an exception. So we gave an example where you have Purim, and if a person did it anyways, but it's not from Mekadesh. But again, he's not speaking about entering Shabbos while you're hungry. He's going to say that soon. He's saying that don't spend your day for day. Don't spend Friday for Friday. Use your Friday for Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos. Now, really, by the letter of the law, you are allowed to drink. And now we have another level of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is sheyimana adam min amincho lamayla mikavod yisuda. He already saying, in other words, it's not me'ikir adin. Don't have a proper meal. Mincha means mincha ketana. The Rambam already said mincha ketana is 9.5 hours. Shos mani is around 3:30 p.m. Kedei she yakonis l'shabbos kishu mis'ava lechol. Both what you do and what you don't do, it's always about Shabbos. So Friday is really a prep for Shabbos. Halacha hey, misader adam shulchanim be'erev Shabbos. I'm only going to eat a kazayis, but if I'm going to set my table properly, you know, some families, they set the table Thursday night. The Rambam says doing it Friday. And if Shabbos can also mean Thursday night, look, Kavod Shabbos. Just like the Rambam teached, when it came to Zohar, that Shitas Rambam, Zohar is just as much Havdalah as it is Kiddush. So the Rambam now was speaking about a Kavod Shabbos that we do after Shabbos. What's the Kavod Shabbos after Shabbos? Setting up your table, even though you're only going to have in the meal that we call Malava Malka Kazayas, but your table will be set. Come in many people. My mother would lit candles every month of Shabbos, of saying white tablecloth, and you light the candles. And not Chas V'Shalom, the up. Shabbos is out, you take away the Shabbos that you're feeling. That's part of Kavod Shabbos. Kedei l'chabdoi v'knisosoi u'bitziyos. Next, the tzorich l'sakim v'esim v'yoyim kavod Shabbos. B'chol, prepare your house, including in that is v'yehi ner doluk v'shulchan aruch u'mita motzas. Guys, they used to eat on beds. This meat is not in your bedroom, but the couch should be bedecked with foods. Shekol eil kavod Shabbos saying halach above.
Is the idea the meal, or is it the Shabbos? Like, if you're not eating at home Friday night, you're
still be mechabed your house. That's the whole point. Well, and you do it already Friday. So if someone works, you Shabbos dick. For Shabbos Hamalka, Shabbos Hamel, even though you're not eating it. Halacha vav, afal pi sheyeh adam chashuv b'yosef, even if you have a person that's chashuv, and therefore he expresses that chashivus va'ein darko likach dvarim min hashuk. He doesn't go on the market to buy things. V'lo yli sasik b'malacha shel bayis. He's not the domesticated. Nevertheless, chayiv lasis dvarim sheim motzeirech haShabbos b'gufay. There is a mitzvah to do personally with your body preps for Shabbos. That's the way you're mechabed Shabbos. Imagine chopping wood. Imagine seeing the Rebbe chop wood. Talking about manual labor that's done by the Chayt Ve'etzim. I'm going to do that for Shabbos. Some people cooked. If you don't know how to cook, don't do that. But if you know how to cook. I'm meleach basar salt to me. I goydel psilois. They would braid the wicks. Or they would actually light the kneiros. It doesn't contradict the fact that we said the mitzvah of Adlakas Neiros that Rambam says is primarily on the woman, because we mentioned that that's b'chol throughout the house, even today. Or the candles on your dining room table, your wife is going to light. But going throughout the house to make sure that all the other environments are filled with light, That's something that many men do until today. People would go out on the market and they would buy food, they would buy drink, even though they normally never buy things out there in the market. That's akam kavod. What's called oinig? What's the light? Now we're speaking about this is what the chachamim refer to when they say that you have to prepare very, fatty meats, umashke mevusam, and dafke, a beverage that not only is taste good but it has a pleasant fragrance, all for Shabbos. Now, when it comes to spending money, it comes to cleaning your house, you know, that's one thing. When it comes to buying expensive food for Shabbos, the Rambam says, hakar lefim amoyin shalad. Person should live within one's means. But even if he only makes one stew dish, because of Kavod Shabbos, that's called oinig. Now, the Rambam wants to make the point that you're not obligated to borrow money for Shabbos. The Rambam is not saying that it's asur. The Rambam is saying you're not chayiv. And actually, if you can't afford it, and the only way you're going to buy better food is by borrowing money, for that you say, make your Shabbos like a weekday, and you should not have to depend on others, but you're going to be mechabed Shabbos by making the house look beautiful. It's not a contradiction. You make the best with what you have.
Halacha ches,
mi shoyo oineg,
that is the din? I mean, you said the beginning, it's not a din.
I wanted to... Yeah. It's not to be dependent. No, don't be dependent. But if a person says that I'm going to go borrow money, not dependent, I'll be chayv to pay them back. Nothing. It's not usher to do that. You're not chayv to do it. The Gemara says that Rambam is not bringing these Gemaras. The Gemara says that all of the money that was determined for you to have in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is excluding the tuition money, nachanes, and therefore they can charge whatever they want, and the Shabbos money. Right, the schools definitely learned the Chazal. Halacha ches, mi shoyo oinig ba'asher, whoever is very wealthy, and every day he has, a marble steak. So what should he do? He's eating special food every day. Nevertheless, he should make an effort to change the types of food he eats on Shabbos from what he does during the week. Change for the better. Now, if he cannot change it, and he's already eating every day, these special meals, so at least change the time of eating. Make it different. If normally you eat early, eat Shabbos later. If normally you eat later, eat early. If you should feel like today is different. Halacha test. Chayiv adam lechol sholei shu'udis b'Shabbos. One is at night, one is in the morning, one is in mincha. But tzorech lihizoyin b'sholei shu'udis elu, not to have less. You can have more. Hakiddush, Rab Chitka. But not to have less than three. So we just said above that I say Shabbat Chachol, but Al Tetzarech Lebriyos. So the Rambam wants to put a limit to that. So Al Tetzarech Lebriyos means if you're having a meal which is halachically defined by bread, and instead of having meat, you can't afford meat, you only have beans. So the Rambam says you're not chayiv to borrow money. But if you don't have money for bread, afilu ani hamisparnes menat tzedaka has to have three seudas. Now, if eating is going to make you ill, or a person is fasting, for example, tainus cholam, just one example. There are times that you fast on Shabbos. Then, since eating is the opposite of tainik for you, then you are exempt from three meals. In other words, it's don't be ma'ani yourself by eating. Not only must you have bread, which is the definition of a seuda, but Shabbos, it also must include wine and the liv tsoya dafka and tuki kareis. And then the Rambam writes a one-liner, v'chein v'yomam toivim, and many understand that the Rambam is paskening that on Yom Tov you have to have three meals. We don't pasken that way. But b'nei Chabad is at the end of every Yom Tov we have a third meal. But the other people say, when the Rambam says v'chein v'yomam toivim, it's not in reference to the three meals, but it's in reference to the two loaves of bread. There's a whole discussion about the Rambam. Yeah, halacha yud.
Wine and bread.
Yeah, achilas.
He's also saying that you make kiddush for all three meals.
Doesn't say kiddush. He didn't say kiddush.
Yeah.
You have wine?
Yeah.
Achilas baser ushesias yain b'shabes oinek hula. And v'hu again, shehoisa yodai maseges. You know, it's for this type of basar and yayin, you know, it's bread you have to have. But anything beyond that, however, even though you have to have wine every Shabbos, there was a fixed time for learning in public. Learning in public and Shabbos is part of what Ezra wanted. And don't make your meal of wine when everyone is gathered in the house of study. And then the Yavi Lebeis of Yisit Su'ud Shania. And after the Shabbos meal, they wouldn't go to sleep. They would go right back to the Beis HaMedrash. And they would continue to V'yikra V'yishma until Mincha. That was the time that people, that was the time of the Beis HaMedrash. Now, they didn't daven Mincha very late. They daven Mincha, you know, whenever they daven. And then they daven Mincha. And then they came back home and they ate the Su'udah Shalishis Al Hayayin. Since they're not going back to learn, that is where they probably had their Fabrengen and the wine. Because you don't, the cup was already, you're not going to be learning in 2 minutes. And v'yirchel v'yishta ad mutzoy Shabbos. Halacha yud aleph. Asur leilu adam shi'ahalach v'arvi shabbosis yoyser misholish parsois v'chilas hayoyim. Don't walk, don't travel a distance more than 3 parsa. Guys, a parsa is 4 mil. Okay? And the big machlekes, you know, whether it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, whether it takes 24 minutes to walk a mil. So when we're speaking about a person should not walk from the beginning of the day, just to know we're talking about either if it's 18 or 26, that's 3.6 hours or it's 4.8 hours. No. In other words, when you're leaving, people travel. And by the way, you apply this with a car. Then they travel by foot. In other words, the goal is people travel in the morning. No one woke up late. When you're going for a trip, if you're going to travel for, let's say it's 4.8 hours. Let's say it's 5 hours. 5 hours means if you're going to leave 8 o'clock, you're going to get to your destination by 1 p.m. We want for you to arrive in the place where you'll spend Shabbos early in the afternoon. That's the message that he's trying to say. And therefore, a meal will be prepared for you. And guys, I know that many places can say that. Nowadays, thank God, there's a lot of abundance in a chanami. But then people were poor. So if there's 5 people here in the house, if you're going to come and people did not know about it, there won't be food for you or other people will eat less. That's what the Rambam is trying to prevent. When you come early enough, people know that you're here. If you're going to be a guest in someone else's house, there your mom is going to shame them if they don't have food prepared to you because they didn't know that you're coming.
Is it also to get a flight that's
going
to arrive?
So like this. So the Rambam is speaking about making sure there's enough food. Today, because of communication, so today people will know that you're coming. People also apply this concept for you to come early enough for you not to come into the Shabbos bowl, for you to be calm, as we'll see in a couple of halachas. Linked somehow to this halacha, but not exactly the same. Halacha Yudbeis. Asur lisanes v'lizek l'schanin l'vakesh rachm b'Shabbos. Wow. If there isn't a now urgent need, then nor an yomtiv. Aside of an urgent need, what will be an urgent need? Either if a city is surrounded by goyim, in other words, a Jewish community is about to be attacked by enemies, or if there is a river that's about to overflow into the city, or if you have a ship and people are on the ship, this is not just fine, and it's about to sink in the sea. That's the meaning. We've been making a Shabbatach. We begin and then we say, I'm going to rest from calling out. Now we're speaking about, we already had this before, we're speaking about the Melchemes Rishus, that here that Rambam says, when you're laying siege, we're not talking about Molchama. A Molchama that has to be done is to be done every single day, including on Shabbos Kodesh, even if it is a Molchemes Rishutz. We're speaking here about laying siege. And the plan is you're going to just surround the city. You can start it Tuesday. You can start it Wednesday. You can start it Sunday. Don't start it within 3 days of Shabbos. Because us, the army that's laying the siege, when you lay siege for the first 3 days, you're anxious and it's a tumult and you're not settled. Give yourself enough time to settle in. And this idea, which is really connected to Kavod Shabbos or to Oinek Shabbos or to both, is not only when it comes to laying siege, going on a ship. And this is, again, if it's not a mitzvah trip, it takes time for people to become habituated to the movement of a ship. Many people are questioned whether that's true in the QE2, but then the ships were much smaller. So then go be already on the ship for 3 days. However, that if it's not a mitzvah related, but a dvar mitzvah, like traveling to the Holy Land, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. However, another detail when it comes to going on a ship, since the captain of the ship will be Mechal Shabbos, you have to tell the captain, from my perspective, everybody spoke about this, stop the ship in the middle of the sea, throw the anchor in the middle of Shabbos. And since it only when it's Roiv Goyim and the people driving the ship are Goyim, then it's allowed. Even though you know he's not going to listen to you, but you have to make the declaration. From my perspective, you can stop the ship on Shabbos. Now, when do we have an exception that you can go on a ship even on Erev Shabbos, even if it's not mitzvah related? So the Rambam uses the example of two Lebanese cities, Soed and Sidon, and they were close enough that people that took ships would leave and get there on the same day. Another thing is we learned over there in the Rishonim and the Gemara that the ship doesn't go far into the sea. It stays very close to the shoreline because one is so close to the other. That means that even during that day, the ship is not moving around so much. And if something goes off, they can dock any other location. All of these things mean that people who go on the ship, they're not fatumult. If you live in Hong Kong, you're going from the mainland, you're going to the island. You're going to these ferries. That you can do even on Friday. However, even in cases where one is allowed to go on a ship because it doesn't create that type of tumult, if you're in a location that the minig is not to go on a ship on Erev Shabbos, follow the current minig. Halacha Yudal. Tashmish hamita ma'oinik Shabbos hu. And therefore, oinas tamir hachamim habriyim. And as we will learn later in the Rambam, is to have a relation with one's wife once a week. So what day should you choose to have that? It should be Leila Shabbos and Leila Shabbos because there'll be oinik Shabbos. When it comes to speaking about having a relation with one's wife, so the din is umut alivo basula lechatchil of Shabbos. And what's the chiddush over here? Not choyvil. Right, that's the ksubas daftes. How do we view the blood? Are you extracting the blood, or is it already just there? It's not mafarek. And v'loy mishum tzarula, and so paskins the Rambam. And even though the Gemara says that absolut nisas v'yom aravi, right? Nevertheless, just to know that many people get married on Friday. That's a kavaldik minig. It saves a lot of money, which is a big mitzvah. Right, you get married, you can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. But the maila is that the suud Shabbos is a Su'udas Yamtiv, and it's a big mile. You can't invite that many guests, or even better, you can invite them, but they're not coming. That's the best, because they can't travel. The downside is that all of your family will move in for Shabbos, so you have to weigh that if it's worth it. Halacha Tezvav, final halacha, Shabbos, v'avodah zarah, kol achas mishteim shkula keneged sha'ar, kol mitzvos ha'Torah. Wow. These are the most important. And why are they the same? Because Shabbos is called the sign between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us forever, as is our marriage to Him, which is expressed, you know, through the positive, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, and by us not violating that marriage, by not getting involved in idol worship. And therefore, Kol Ha'Oved Al Shaar HaMitzvos, Taka, not a good thing, and a person sometimes can be called a Risha Yisrael, but Ayid, he's a Yid that temporarily is a Rasha, but Mechal Shabbos Bifaresio. And just to know halachically, we're speaking about someone that was born in a religious home, that was a healthy religious home, very few such homes, and then he rebelled. And on top of that, Bifaresi means he's being Mechal Shabbos minimally in front of 10 other Yidin, knowing that they're watching him. And according to many Poiskim, Bifaresi means in front of that person's Rebbe. In other words, just saying the halacha lemaisa, it's very, very halachically very difficult to define a yid today as a mechal shabbos b'feres. But if there were to be such a thing, hareyu ko'ovid avoid the zaram, ushneiim ko'ovid kechal mazos chol ibrahim, which he loses his status as a Jew until he does shuv. He's not called a risha yisrael. He's not afal pisha chata yisrael. He's not a yid. God forbid, temporarily lefikach mishabech anavi v'omer ashli enois yas zois. Then Adam Yachzik Ba. And what's the Yachzik Ba? Shomer Shabbos Mechaloi. And now on the positive, Kol HaMashabed Es HaShabbos Kol Chos. And as we learned in today's Pedic, not only the biblical, but also the rabbinic of Kovit Shabbos and Oinik Shabbos, Kefi Koichoi, Kvar Mefoirish, Be Kabbalah, Kabbalah means in a VM, Schorei Bo'ilam Hazeh, In addition of the schar that's hidden for that person in the Olam Haba, Shinama, as it says, that oh, Sasanak al Hashem. What's going to happen that you will write on the highest places of this earth? You understand? In other words, that's the schar in this world. And v'ha'chalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. Kipi Hashem dibeir. Chabra Mazel Tov for the seal. And now we are starting Hilchos Erevin. It's amazing. So Hilchos Erevin, first of all, the whole Hilchos Erevin, it says that Rambam, look how he words it. Mitzvahs asei achas, v'hi medivrei soif. Love it. Mitzvahs asei, medivrei soif. Just to quickly review the following, guys, and that is as follows. First of all, we learned in Shabbos Perek Yudalid regarding the Dalid Rishuyos on Shabbos. And what's very important is to remember is that when we speak about private domain and public domain in this context, it does not mean what it means in the ownership halachas of the Torah. In other words, like we pointed out, that if you have an area that's gavoya, either it's high 10 tfachim, low 10 tfachim, or it has a halachic nechitza up 10 tfachim around it, and it has arba'a tfachim or more, that area is called a reshus hayachid, even if it's town square, right? If you have a city that's surrounded with a wall, with a proper wall nechitza, that's called a reshus hayachid, to remember that. Number two, when you have the way people would build cities in the times of Chazal, and you have the same thing nowadays also, but it was a lot more common, is that people's homes did not open up to the halachic reshus harabim. That's not the way they built cities. You had the halachic reshus harabim that would open up into what the Chazal call a mavoi, which can be called like as a private street or an alleyway. We'll use the word mavoi. We already spoke about different types of mavois. And then the mavoi would open up in front of a yard, and a yard would open up to homes, or going from the inside to the outside, button opened up to chatzedois, that opened up to the mavoi, that opened up to the reshus harab. Let's speak about a mavoi that is surrounded by all three sides, and therefore it's middo oiraisa, not a reshus harab, but midrabanan, it has a din of a carmelis, and therefore midrabanan, you may not carry in it for daladamas or more. Now, that topic we're not going to learn about right now. That is what we learned in Perek Yudzayin and Hilchos Shabbos. And we learned that by either putting on a lechi, people say a lechi, however you pronounce it, or a koira, that makes it halachically as if it's surrounded with four walls. We're not learning about this right now. In other words, how to make the mavi a reshus hayachid, we learned in Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning now, Hilchos Erevin is about another step in being allowed to carry in the mavi, which also includes being allowed to carry from the houses into the chatzit, or from the chatzit into the mavoi. That Shlomo HaMelech made a takana, that even when you have an area that is halachically a reshus hayachid, if people won't know that halachically it's a reshus hayachid, it looks similar to a reshus harab, people are going to see you carrying in it, people are going to see you carrying from your one domain to another domain, they might erroneously think that you can transfer things on Shabbos. And because of that, he added that aside of putting the lechi and or the koira, that was Perek Yudzayin and Hilchos Shabbos, now we're going to learn, once you did that step, another step has to happen, and that is you have to make an eduv. You have to do something that combines all of the people that live in this location as if they are partners. You're ma'ad of the people. Actually, there's going to be the eduv chatzerus. There's going to be something very similar, really the same, but there are differences in how you do it, called the Shituf Muva'ois. And that, as we'll see, that is the topic of this series. And that's really going to be what we're going to learn in Pedic, Risha and Pasha, the basics of why you have to make an Eruv and what does it mean to make an Eruv. But don't confuse this with the putting of the Lechi or the Kreda, which is connected. We learned in the Dal Drashuyis. We learned that in the section of Hilchos Shabbos. Pedic Aleph has 22 halachas, starting with halacha Aleph. A chatzir sheyesh bo shcheinim harbe, and that's essential. In other words, the halachic definition of a chatzir is an area that opens up at least to two houses. That's what the Rama means. There are many shcheinim. Kol echad mehem bebayis la'atzmai, and everyone lives in their own home. Says Rambam din toiruhu by toiru law sheyu kolam otarim latalto b'chol chatzir. You can carry in your house. You can carry in the chatzir because the chatzir is properly closed in. We're not going into how that happens. We're not talking about the walls of the chatzir. And not only can you carry in the chatzin, but you can carry from your home in the chatzin. You're carrying in from a reshus hayachet to a reshus hayachet. Nothing wrong with that. Mebatam lechatzin, mechatzin lebatam. Mipnei, shekol chatzin is a reshus hayachet achas, shemutal taltal lekula. Similarly, when you have this mabui that you followed through that which we learned in Perek Yud Zayin, you made the lechem, or you made the kaidah. In other words, you made it halachically into a reshus hayachet. So now, by the din of the Torah, everyone can carry in there, and more than that, everyone can carry from the chatzar into the mavi, or from the mavi into the chatzar. And why not? Because since the mavi became the reshus hayachid because of the lechi and the kaidah, even the rabbanan that's a reshus hayachid, is, you know, hakel sharad v'kayim. Furthermore, the Rambam gives another example. What happens if you have a city, like we mentioned, the reshus hayachid doesn't mean it's owned by individuals. You can make a city into a reshus hayachid. V'chein hadin, the medina, medina means a city. If the city is mukefes chayim gevayas or tefachim, let's get the most kosher eruv. Not surrounded with a tzuras ha-pesach, with all the shilas. Surrounded with the wall. Surrounded with the wall. And more than that, you know, the Rambam said, right, when in the reshus ha-rabim, you have walls on both sides. So the best thing is to put up doors that are able to close at night. You created the reshus hayachid and on a whole city. By the din of the Torah, you can carry anywhere in the city. You can carry from your home into the chatzar, into the mavi, into the street. That's only the din Torah. However,
that's like Yerushalayim.
That's like Yerushalayim, like any city with an eruv.
Oh.
Yeah. The only question is how to make the eruv though. But I'm saying, in other words, the point is...
No, the wall is the eruv.
The wall is the eruv here also in LA. And let's go back. You look, okay, it doesn't matter. In other words, when people learn Hilchos Eruv, it's so important because I know that the slang, when a guy says, I live in a city with an eruv, the last thing that people are thinking about is what we're learning right now. All they're focusing on is that whether it's walled or not. The Rambam doesn't even include an Hilchos Eruv. That's part of Hilchos Shabbos. You have to make it into a reshus hayachid. The next step, which by the way, the eruv here does the step over here, but we should not be soymech on it, even the people that carry, we don't have time to speak about this right now, everyone should make in their own building a eruv chatzeres. But let's go back over here. So the city is walled. Says the Rambam, the Hilchos Eruv, takana shloima hamelech, was not about the lechi and the kaira, was not about making a wall around the city. Divrei Soifrim is that Asur Lashchenim Letaltal B'Rishus Hayachid Sheyesh Bo Chaluka B'Diyuren. If there are different dwellings in a Rishus Hayachid, you hear the word Chalukin B'Diyuren, you may not carry, let's go to an apartment building. There are different dwellings, which mean that they share common area. You cannot carry from your dwelling into the common area or from the common area into your dwelling, which is you cannot carry from your house into your chatzar, from the chatzar into the house. You cannot carry from the chatzar into the mavi, from the mavi into the chatzar. You can't do that. Unless they become partners. Ma'arav means they become combined. They combine together. And that goes both to the chatzar and to the mavi and to the whole city. Even though we'll learn a nuance that there's one type of eruv that you make in the chatzeros, we'll see. And then there's another type of eruv that you make for the mavui, and we gave different names. One is called eruv, one is called shutfis, even though they both mean to combine. But generally, that's the idea. But davar zeh is mitakana shloima ubeis dinoi. Just getting this is worth it, chaver. Don't confuse what people think about the tzuras ha-pesach on the walls. That's el chashavis. That's din dalad reshuyas. Eruvin means after you made it into a reshus hayachid, you're not good yet. Just because there's an eruv around the city that's kosher, you cannot carry from your house into the yard that is shared by your neighbor, or from your front yard into the street, which has a din of a reshus hayachid, because the street is a street for me and a street for you. The yard is only a yard for me. You have to make a shitu for an eruv.
Saying the same thing in an apartment building?
Sure, sure. Sure. Or the front yard, a duplex, a great example. The Eruv makes it. I'm saying we don't rely on that. We're going to speak it up when we get to it. Okay, halacha beis, it's kosher, but there's a concept of shalei teshtakach. See, people don't even know about it.
Right.
That's the problem. V'chein yoishvei oyholim, if people dwell in tent, huh? Gimel. V'chein yoishvei oyholim, now guys, we learned yesterday, that if you have these RVs that are meant to be move around, we're talking about people that live in fixed tents. That makes a big difference. It doesn't have to be, it's not because it's a brick and mortar building. Or even if they're living in sukkahs. Or if you have a machne, the shekifu mechitza. But guys, when you go to Catalina, you don't have to make the Seder of Chatzedas. You have to make the walls. You have to make the Turas HaPesach. Was if many people are camping, but they're not oil kavua, they are already ma'uriv. If you're traveling, and for a one-time thing, we learned if you have three, you stop and you build a mechitza, which you have to do. But once you did that step, what we're going to learn now does not have to happen. Elo, you can carry it from one tent to the other tent or to the common area without an eruv. Why? Because they are already me'oiravin. It's so real, this. And that's the whole story that the Rebbe's father, Rab Levi, got smicha from Rab Chaim, which was amazing. And the way Rab Chaim Riska gave smicha was that the people that want to be, they want to get smicha from him, he would invite you in the basin, you would come to the basin, and whatever shilas would come, he would ask you to answer it. Very simple. So the shilah that came to him is that people built a common sukkah on sukkahs in an apartment building in Brisk, and they forgot to make an eruv. They did not make the eruv. So Rab Levik says, though, the fact that they built a sukkah together, that is the eruv.
The sukkah is alein if.
Exactly. And that was a smicha.
And then they begged him to join the Bezdin and he refused.
That's a Lubavitcher story that grows a beard. So could be, if I get into hate. All right. But he definitely got smicha from Rab Chaim. The ain oisam oyholam kavuam, because since it's not kavuam, it's not mine and yours. We're all together. Halacha dalo. Now, why did he make this takana? Because people will erroneously say that kashem shemut lohitzim in a chatzedus lerechayvus hamedina ushvokel and ulahachmas mehem lachatzedus. So therefore, kachmut lohitzim in a medina lasada. You can go on the other side of the walls of the city. Ulahachmas in a medina and the achashvu shashvokim lerechayvus hoyel lehem nushus lakoil hareim kisadis ochem in barius. Furthermore. Make a number two here in the Rambam. The Yoimru Shahatseiro is Bilbad Hemishusayachit. And the Yadamush Einatsoamulacha Ushemutalohitzulahakhusmanushusarabim. Another thing is that the bottom line is the Chatzer looks like a Rishusayachit. The street looks like a Rishusarabim. Halachically, you made a wall around the city. You're going to see people carrying from the yard into the street. You know, that's carrying. People are going to forget you can't carry. You have to remind them. And this reminder is so important, as we'll see. We want for every own property to have their own eruv. That's called the eruv chatzeres. In other words, when you make one for the city, it doesn't address this, as the Rambam is going to say. Not about amaratzim, but nowadays, people that grew up in cities that have an eruv, not only is it important for people who use the eruv, like today, get the WhatsApp that their eruv is up, to remind yourself that the physical eruv is up. There's another step that people are forgetting about, and that's what we're learning about right now. Be aware that you have to make this partnership where everyone together, aside of the fact that the eruv is up, got to make this is the real eruv. It's a borrowed term when we say the eruv for the Tzuras HaPesach. It's a rule. I don't know why it happened that way. There should be the Tzuras HaPesach, or the wall. Eruvin is this. Eruvin is making the bread partnership, as we'll see in a moment. I don't know. It's a mistake.
Well, but if you live in a standalone house, if you live in a standalone house, you're not making
it. No, we don't do that. But if you live in a duplex, then we should do it.
Right.
Now, let's go. Let's read. Let's learn.
Jewish
neighbor.
Huh? The Jewish neighbor, right?
If I have a Jewish neighbor, then we make him a lay. We don't make it with a goy. We have to make something else with a goy. We're going to go learn. Halacha, hey, if it's one Jew and one goy, that's next paydek. Guys, today's two prakim is so foundational. Lefikach tikein. This is King Solomon. And it's based. Shekol Rishus Hayachad Shetech Chol like Bidiyudin, any private area that's divided into separate units, like a duplex or more. Okay, no, there is a common area that goes into private areas, and the Ye'echo is called Echad the Echad Bar Rishus La'atzmai. There is on one hand some part of it that only belongs to me, my apartment, my story, my floor, my house, and the Yishad Bimenu Makim Rishus Kulam, and there is common area. Which means, that's the definition. Any area in where you have private domain and a common area, not my house and your house. Even though my house and your house, you know what the common area is? The sidewalk, the street. We're going to get to that. That's a shittuk mavois, which they do over here. Okay, but let's focus on the Eruv Chatzeres. Kegoyin ha-chatzel abatim. Shanachshiv oise ha-mokam shiyat kolom shavim boi. We make believe as if the chatzer is a rishus ha-ram. Means without doing this step, you can't just carry it from your house into your chatzer. V'nachshiv kol mokam ha-mokam sh'achas kol echem v'nashchenim ha-chalokim v'atzmai. Shlomo HaMelech says, no, your house remains a rishus ha-yam. The carry in your house, no problem. But if you want to carry it from your house to the common area, no, the common area is like an Rishus HaRabim. Until you make the Eruv Chatzeres. And therefore, Memela, the year, Asur Lohoitzim Rishus Shechalik La'atzma, you won't be allowed by the rule of King Solomon from that which is privately yours. You cannot carry from that which you exclusively own to an area that is shared with others. Gavaldik, that's going to be the biggest reminder. You can't do that. Just like you cannot carry from the Rishus HaYachal to the Rishus HaYavim. You want to carry in your house, knock yourself out, but you want to carry to the common area, you may not do that. Even though by din taira, everything is really a rishus hayach. And what do you do? This is called the eruv. Umahu eruv hazem, Dr. Rambam, that they join together in a collection of food that is going to be placed somewhere prior to Shabbos, and that bread will represent kulanu me'oiravin. We are all joined together. We will all eat together. I'm not going to view Shabbos, my house, as my house exclusively. Shabbos, everyone owns everything. And I know it doesn't mean everyone owns everything, that if someone is going to damage your house, you have to pay to all of the people that live there. We know that. But that gesture of to some degree, we are all together and everyone having the right to use everyone's property is sufficient to make a heker that without this, you can't carry. No one then will forget that you can't carry from a Rishus HaYachad to a Rishus HaRab. Ella, Kesheim Shiyat Kulanu Shava Bamakim Zesh and Ashanu Lukulanu, Kah Yat Kulanu Shava, just like we share the common area, everyone shares everyone's property. Again, it doesn't mean I don't have to knock on your door to go in your house. It doesn't mean that. I have to knock on your door to go into your house. But to a certain degree, I have more rights in your house. By making this Eruv Chatzeres, guys, that's the soul of an Eruv Chatzeres. Halacha Zayin. Ha'eruv Shoyisim B'nei HaChatzeres Zemze is called Eruv Chatzeres. But we're not done yet. Because then there is another Eruv that has to be done, same logic, from the two Chatzeres or more that share a Mavoi, same concept. The Mavoi belongs to all of the Chatzeres. The Chatzer only belongs to the Balabatim there. So they're going from an area that is more exclusive to an area that's more inclusive. For that, you have to make a shituf mavoi. That's called shituf. Shituf means partnership, even though, again, it's to differentiate because there is a nuance of how you put this together, as we'll see in a moment. You're not renting. It's not real rental. It's combining. It's combining. We'll see when there's a goy, you have to rent. That's the next chapter. Halacha ches. Now, theoretically, that would mean that you would collect from every balabas an entire challah. As we'll learn later, if one wants to bequeath his challah on behalf of all, that will also be good. But if whoever is giving actual bread, it has to always be done with a full challah. A challah includes matzah, very good. Afilu kikar ma'afe so'ah. The shlemus is what's important. In other words, even if you have a humongous piece of bread, it has the amount of a so, but it's a slice of the bread. So you won the Guinness World of Records, the longest challah in the world, and you have a slice of that. That's huge. It's not good. But if it's a complete piece of bread, even if it only has the size of the coin of an isim, another thing, you have to have bread. Here, bread doesn't have to mean bread for which you make a hamoitzi. You are allowed to use pas oides. You are also allowed to use a bread that's made out of beans, but you may not use bread made out of millet. Now, that's Eruv Chatzeres. Veshitu is a lot more lenient. You don't need to have pas. Veshituv could be, you can use bread. I don't know. Oy b'shar oy cholin, less chashuv. Or b'chol oy chol mishtatvim. The only thing that cannot be used for a shituv mavoyis is either only water or only salt, nor mushrooms, nor truffles. These are the only items that you cannot make a shituv with. Rabbi learned this in Mishnayis. She'ein chashuvim ka oy cholin. You know what? You can't use water. You can't use salt. But if you mix together water with salt, it becomes like fish brine. And yes, you can use that as an edel. Now, we can have some shiurim. A whole page of shiurim. The kama shiur ha'echal shum eshtatvim boy. So guys, when it came to the edel of chatzeres, remember, there's no shiur needed. Everyone needs to participate with a shlema. And we'll see soon. If I want to give my shlema for all, that will be enough also. But if everyone is giving, that's the first step. Everyone gives a whole bread, even though rice and beans are also good. When it comes to a shituv, you can use any food. Everyone has to give how much? So he says like this, every person should give the amount equivalent to a groy geres. Now, what did we learn before? We learned in Hilchos Shabbos that a groy geres is a third of an egg. We're going to see these numbers in a moment again. One second. If everyone has to give a groy geres, if you make an eruv here in LA, how many yidden live in the Lake Anai in a hurricane Yirbu? You're going to have a whole mountain filled with food. So there's a maximum limit. But you don't need more than that. What's the maximum limit? When does everyone have to give that amount if there's 18 people or less? Guys, how much is 18 gregetis if a gregetis is a third of an egg? So what's 18? Six. That's the max. You don't need more than it. Then, shiurai, it's enough to have only the two seudais. Two seudais is 18 dried figs. Two seudais is six eggs. However you measure that, that's the max that you need. And even if the mishnatim are lafam or rebavois, shtei seudas lekulam. Now, guys, again, step number one is that everyone has to participate. Step number two, we're going to get to later. Step number two is that since mizakim ma'adam shalei b'fanav, I can pick up something and say that I'm acquiring it on behalf of all the yidden that live here. So now they all have a part in it. But that later. But I'm saying the amount here is up until 18. Everyone has to give the amount of gregetus. You need to have that amount. Now, halach yud, kol oichel. Any food, why did I skip anything? No, any food that is eaten as it is without any further prep, like bread or certain types of dagon or basar chai. Why is he saying basar chai? Because in the times of the Rambam, in the times of Chazal, people would eat meat, what we call meat, cooked meat or roasted meat with bread. Meat was liftan to bread. So, but anything that's eaten as it is, and these are the items then, pas or other types of foods that were made out of grains. Grains is that which gives you nourishment. Or raw meat. Im yishtatfu boy, then the same shir as the shir that we mentioned. Sheyurei mazon shtei seudas. If you have less than 18 people, by the way, you don't need mazon shtei seudas. If you have less than 18 people, then everyone has to give a gregetus amount. Max that. However, anything that's never eaten by itself, it's considered a lift on a spread to be eaten with bread, like proper wine, yain mevushel. Not proper wine, yain mevushel is not proper wine, it's a bad wine, cooked wine. You're not going to drink it, you're going to drink it with bread. Or basar tzeli, roasted meat, or vinegar, or fish brine, olives, onion heads. There, the Rambam's chiddush is, listen to this, leniency. You don't need to have, let's go to a big city. So you have to have the total of the six eggs. No. How much of this item do you need when you eat the six eggs of bread? To me, much less. If people eat fish brine, they put a little bit when they eat with bread. So you want to look for the shear of two seudais. How much of this lifton is eaten with those two seudas? Even if it's less, substantially less, that's also enough. Now the Rambam is going to give you, what does that mean practically? Okay, how much do you need from each lifton? For it should be that which is normally consumed with a seuda, a shtei seudas. If you're using yain chai, shtei devias plukula. If you're using beer, shtei devias. If you're using eggs, only two. Even if the eggs are raw, because some people eat raw eggs. Right? The goggle muggle. Remind him shtayim. Esreg echad. Chamisha agoizim. Chamisha afarsikin. Litra of any vegetable. Ben chai ben shaluk. But if it's cooked in between, cooked and not cooked, no one ate those types of vegetables. Because it's inedible. Uchla, guys, we'll see in a moment. The word uchla means a half of a revis. That means an eighth of a loik of any spices. You know, it's amazing. You know, it's for a shitub mava'is. Look how lenient you become. Because people would not consume more than an uchla of spices in two sa'udais. Kav tomarim, kav groigeris, manot vela, kav tapuchin, kishus kamalei ayad, pulanachin, kamalei ayad, chazin, litro, hatirodin beets. They are like vegetables, umarvim behem, because people eat beets. See, even the Rambam borsht. Alei psalim, the leaves of onions. Ein ma'arvin bohen. Ela imkein hivtzilu v'naso oirech kol olam mehem zeres. Unless it's berry grown, each leaf has at least the length of this. We spoke about zeres. Zeres is the half an amma. It's the space between the tip of your thumb and the tip of your pinky when you open up your hand fully. Aval pachos mikan, if the leaf of the onion is not broken, then it's not called food. Chol elav baramomunum ke lift the name. And therefore, lefikach nasto mem shirom elu v'chein kol kayoytze behem. The Rambam is giving you enough examples that now from this you can extrapolate to everything else. V'chol o'echlam, it starts from the shir hashitiv. You can combine one with the other. You understand? So if I have a half of uchla of tevalin and I have l'chayda half of kav of tamarim, it's good. Now the Rambam is going to speak b'chal about shiurim, and this is what we're going to learn in the next halach or two. You have to remember for the rest of the Rambam. So he writes like this: every time we speak about a litra means meloi shtei revi'asim. Uchla,
7 ounces.
He's not giving you ounces.
No, but a revi'as is about
3.5 ounces.
A
revi'as is actually, that Tzemach Tzadik says, it's even less than 3 ounces, just so you don't know. It's like 2.9 something. We go with 3 ounces. Uchla is a half a revi'as. Whenever we speak about a mana refers to a coin that is comprised of 100 dinar, has the value of 100 dinar. A dinar is comprised of 6 ma'in. The ma has the weight of 16 barley corns. The sela is comprised of 4 dinarim. Whenever we speak about a revias, it's machzekes min amayim or min ayayim mishkal shiva also dinarim b'chatzi dinar b'kerov. It then says that halitra is mishkal chamisha ushloishim dinar. The ha'uchla mishkal tisha dinarim pochus b'vya. Yud Aleph, whenever the Torah speaks about sa'a, it's 6 kav. Kav is made out of 4 loig. Haloig is made out of arba revi'asim. Guys, that's very important. In other words, don't confuse a litra and a loig. Right? The litra we just learned is 2 revi'asim. The loig is 4 revi'asim. That's called a revi'as. That's a quarter of a loig. Kvar b'yanam minas revi'as mishkala. The elu ha'shiurim sh'adam tzarech liska b'am tamed. These shiurim that we mentioned, you always have to remember. Halacha yudalid, oichel, shuhu mutar b'achila. Now we're going back to Hilchos Edim. And food that is edible, even though that is allowed to be eaten, even though that you cannot eat it, you can use it for an eruv, and you can use it for a shituv. What would be an example of food that is halachically mutar but not for you? Truma. Let's go. Okay, it's a mishtatim hanazir b'yayin. A nazir can use wine. A yisrael can make a shituv b'truma. Guys, by the way, that's only if the truma is tohira. Because if the truma is tameya, then even a kain cannot eat it. V'chein hanoyvir ma'ichol zeh. Doesn't matter. Because she'im einoy roi lozeh, even though that you may not eat it, someone else is. Halacha tezayin abul davar ha'asol lakoyel, but something that no one is allowed to eat halacha, like tevel. Even if it's only tevel, midrabanan, or v'chein ma'aser ishoin shalin itru trumasei kahoygen. So if there were mafresh already, b'kri, ma'aser ishoin, we just learned to some chitas last week, so the lady actually is mukhrif to take off both, first the truma gedoyla, because it was given out of order. And then the truma ma'aser mena ma'aser, you have to give up the proper tithings or ma'aser sheni v'hegdash that were not properly redeemed. Then, since no one is allowed to eat it in its current state, ein ma'arvim mishtat from behem. However, you could use demai for an erev and a shituv, because as the demai is, it may be eaten by aniyim. Who remembers? Who else can eat demai? Soldiers that are traveling can eat demai. The Rambam doesn't mention it here because it's that this is enough, and this is there's always aniyim. Even if you did not add, if you were the original owner and you needed to add a halachic fifth and you didn't, which you'll have to add later since it's not ma'akev, so the redemption is good. You can also use that. Only in the holy city, because since everyone can eat it there, but you cannot use ma'isa sheni b'gvulin, because since where it is, no one can eat it, it cannot be used. Halacha to Zion. Now let's go tachlis. How do you make the Eidim and Chatzedus? So he says that if you're going into the option of everyone participating, then everyone, it's not about, you don't need to have that minimum amount of food, but everyone has to give a full challah. So it is what it is. So goivim challah acha shlemim mikol bayis u'bayis. And now what? You gather these kalois together and you put them in the bayis echad nibatei achatzim. Huh? Yeah, you put it in one keli, you're out of it, you put it together, and you put it in one house. And even if this is not the house that someone is permanently living in, but it's a granary, it's a barn, it's a storage house, it's a bias, that's where you put it.
It's connected to the chutzah.
As long as it is halachically called a bias. I'm living the son of a beis hashav, I feel a beis hashal yachid, or nechsavra, or a pesis. Or a bias that doesn't have the minimum 4x4 amis, that's not called a bias. It's not an eruv. Now, another thing, when you gather this eruv, when you put it together, you make the following bracha: Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidesh Lanu Mitzvos Sivanu Al Mitzvos Eruv. Interestingly, you don't say Lasois Eruv because everyone, you're doing it on behalf of everyone.
Hashem didn't.
No, that's what Rambam already said. That God commanded me to listen to the Chachamim. Now, and then you make the following declaration, which we make nowadays for people who make an Eruv, as we all should. We should do it once a year before Pesach. And a miner could collect the bread. Oh. Who does not have to participate in the Eruv? Who does not have to give the Pashlema? The house that is storing the actual Eruv. Innocent, you know why? Because he's giving up his house. Everyone has the right to get their food in his house. He already allowed everyone the right of way to a certain degree, because everyone is really allowing everyone the right of way to their home to a certain level. Now that Amam says everyone would want to be the house housing it because they don't have to give the bread. So if someone already has the chazaka, ein mishanan oisai mipnei darkei shalom. Halacha yudzayim. How do you make the sheet of muva'ois? Goiva oichol, kigroi geres, michol achad v'yechad. Or if you have more than 18 people, right, you only have to have that total. So whatever amount it is for each, oipachos mikiroi geres, imhoyim merubin. Here also, you have to put it in one keli. Very good, David. We'll see in a moment what happens if it doesn't fit in one keli. We'll see nuance in that. You cannot be machalik it, but if it doesn't fit in one keli, it can be in two keli. But there has to be this, we're putting all everything together. And you put it where? So just like in the Eruv Chatzedus, where do you put it? You put it in the innermost domain. The sheet of Muvois is not put in the Mavi. It's going to be put in the Chatzer. Not in the house. In Bechatzer and Chatzedus and Mavi. Or if you want, you can put the sheet of Muvois in a bias, which has a big advantage, as we'll see. So if you put the sheet of in the bias, people know that a sheet of was made. Afilu bayis katan. Now here, since you don't have to put it in a house, really you can put it in the yard. So let's say a guy has a house that's less than 4x4 amos, or an achsadra or mepesis. It doesn't matter because you could have put it out there in the chutzah. That is a shitu. Avolim iniach bavir mavui. What you cannot do is leave it in the mavui. In a shitu. Just like the same concept. You don't put the sheet, the eruv chatzedus, in the chutzah. You put it in the bayis. You put it in an inner place. However, if you're putting it in the chatzir, and by the way, the Kesem Mishnah says, or if you're putting it in the bayis, we want people to see it. And here also, you make a bracha al mitzvahs eruv, which is amazing. In other words, don't think that since Chazal gave it another name, so benusach habracha, you'll say al shitut muvois. It's the same idea. The nusach habracha is the same. Al mitzvahs eruv. However, what the declaration is going to be different, because the Eruv Chatzedus is exclusively to allow you to carry from the batim to the Chatzedus, from the Chatzedus to the batim. Here, it's much broader. So you say, Ula hachnes mechatzeris lamavi b'shabbos. Halacha yudches.
So the only difference is one is a mavi and one is a chatzur.
And the type of food and the amount of food and more. We'll see. Halacha yudches. Cholku esa eloi v'esa shitu. If you purposefully separated that food, even though it's in the same house, you ruined the eruv. Eruv means to be ma'ariv. However, says the Rambam, in milui esa kilim in the eruv, you took one keli. The goal was to put it together. The keli got full. Everyone gave you a big loaf of bread. So you have another keli. That's not a problem. In other words, you were not machalikit bekavana. That is what we don't allow, because being machalikit is going in the other direction of the eruv, trying to combine people. Halacha yutes. Hamishtat v'memaboi srichim lo'adav b'chatzeirois. If you only make a shituf and you're going to leave it in a chatzer, it doesn't cover people living in their homes. Why? Because people in their homes don't know that they don't see that it was made. Toiras Eruv, again, does not mean the Tzuras HaPesach. They're not going to see it. Sharei Ein HaTinoikes Makirim, what is done in the Mavui. And I'll tell you more than that. It's put in the Chatzar. Lefikach, however, Im Nishtatu B'Mavui Patas. And I want to add something what the Noisei Kalim say. If the food that they used was dafka bread, bread could be used for the shittuf, but it doesn't have to be used. But if they used the bread and they put it in a house, that's what they had. They had bread and they put it in a house, then soim chen olav, and you don't have to make eruv chatzeiros. Because everyone knows that the eruv chatzeiros is done with bread. So even if they were to see in the yard some whatever tumar in there, they won't chop. If it looks like the Eruv, then it can be in the place of an Eruv. Now, B'nai Chabura, Shehoyu Misubim B'bayis V'kiddush Aleim Ayoyim. If people are gathered, right, and they're having a meal together, so here the beauty is there's already bread on the table. Everyone is eating that meal. Pasha Allah Shulchan Soim Chinaleh Mishomerim Chatzeres. Similar to the story of Rabbi Levi. Furthermore, even though that they are mesubin bechatzer. Now,
but the mesiva would have to be in the house for it to work for eruv.
Yes, and another detail which he doesn't write over here is that everyone has to have a part in it. So we're going to learn about the zikri. So maybe it's here, maybe it's the next chapter. Halacha. Okay. Oh, so you got no one there. So now that's the hemshach. No, it's if we're having a meal, very nice for us. We want to do it for the whole mavui. They have to own it. If one person takes one loaf of bread and he says, and this bread is a shlema, so you, but you don't have to have everyone giving. If he says, at least shtei seudas, and he makes a better declaration, this is going to belong to everyone in the mavui. And by the way, what does this include? The city Eruvim. This is from the lochol, everyone who's living in LA. You have the minimum amount. You don't have to collect it actually from each one because they own it. But you know, you have to make the kinyan on behalf of everyone. Boy, I cannot make it for everyone. I have to have someone else involved. In other words, there has to be two people. There has to be the guy that's going to be making the bracha, but prior to which he has to give that to someone else who's going to lift it up. Now, the yesh lelizakis lahem, it can be done by your adult children. And again, it doesn't have to be, it's not gender related. It can be your son, it can be your daughter, because both of them have the koyach to acquire. It can even be done through your eved ivri. It cannot be done through your wife, interestingly, because regarding your wife, we say that yodda ki yodoi, never left your hand. Because they're minors. And interestingly, you could use a shivcha ibris, even though she's a minor. Wow. So Taka Midraisa, the king is not made, but Midrabanan it's made, and the whole thing is a rabbinic enactment, so it's good enough. Halacha. If you did a proper kinyan that worked, do you have to let everyone know that you did it for them? No, you don't. You don't have to let the whole b'nei mavi know. Sharei zikolehem and ve'ed of aleim. Shuschusi lehem v'sachlon shleibefanovs. Speak out quickly. So what's the issue? The issue is that Edom Aleg, they make a sheet of mavois for everyone. And they put it on someone's house. Question is that you can argue, but my son never saw it. And the proof is in the pudding. No one knows about this. From what people don't know about it. So that's why we advocate. This is in the Erev is amazing. People who don't use the Erev because you want to go beyond the letter of the law, good for you. But to make a independent sheep, Erev Chatzeres in every yard, everyone will know about it. Okay.
It's like a business for Erev Tashilin. So
a very good example. Erev Tashilin, the Yevit, if I did it for the whole city, it works. But if no one is going to do it, then people will forget about it. You're not Tzoymech HaChatzil. Very good. Allah Chafal. Now, this is really, guys, an intro to the next chapter. I know that people have a time constraint, but next chapter is just as important as this one. And everything is based on this rule. You can't do it on Shabbos. It has to be done. You can even do it on Bein HaShemashes. Even though in the Gemara there was a machlokes, does it have to be done prior to Bein HaShemashes? It has to be done at least b'diyeved during Bein HaShemashes. Afopi, that it's a suffix. Again, because since it's midrabanan, so therefore you can do go lineally. Now, guys, it sounds like a contradiction. What do I mean, kol bein hashmashes? If you don't have to even do it, kol bein hashmashes, it means from when you did it, ideally before bein hashmashes. Let's go that bein hashmashes is 20 minutes, the Alter Rebbe is bein hashmashes. Fine. I did it 10 minutes into the bein hashmashes. But from when I did it until I'm going, me bein hashmashes to Badei Laila, it has to be ba'olam, and I have to have access to it. Lefikach, im nafal alav gal, it's ba'olam, but I don't have access to it. Or it got lost, or it got burnt, or it became truma, that became tame, mi ba'olam means prior to Badei Laila, enoy eruv. However, if it got lost, or it got destroyed, or it became invalid after it already got dark. That means that when you went, at least mi bein hashmashes to Laila, you had an eruv, you had a shittud. Yes, that is eruv. Even more than that, even if you have a doubt, you don't know when it got lost. Right there, you can be lenient. Hareze eruv shesafek eruv kasher gavald. Final halacha chavetz. Nasan ho eruv ayashit b'migul v'nol alav. So you locked it away in a tower. The tower is locked, and now you lost the key. So how do you view it? Now, when the gal means if a building collapsed on it, you can't get it. Here you can debate. So im ef shaloi lohitz your edub elam kein osam alacha bein hashmashes, which means emalacha doir isa, then it's as if it's lost and it's not an edub because you can't eat it. That's the key, guys. But if I only have to violate a derabbanan to get it, then it's an edub. Hifrish trumas meiser truma gedoyla, and the hisna Allah, and you made a condition that it should only become truma until it gets dark. Ein ma'arvim ba, shadai nitevel kol bein hashmashes, and mitzarech sheteis udar ruuya mi ba'oid yoyim. Akan perik aleph, and now perik beis. Now perik beis, as we mentioned at the end of perik aleph, and halacha chaf aleph. The point is, you have to do it really better before bein hashmashes, at least during bein hashmashes. What's going to happen if you didn't do so? And actually, we're going to learn the big nafkamina, which will also be as almost like an intro chapter between the Eruv that is done amongst Jews, which is the only thing we mentioned in Perek Rishon. What's going to happen? I know in Brazil, everyone there, when I grew up there was no Eruv in the city. So everyone made an Eruv in their apartment buildings. But there, you're living with Goyim there. So as we'll learn, the words will be, that if there's a schidus that you have to do with the goyim, we'll see what that rental means. And the eruv has to be done with yidden. And if you did not do it prior to Shabbos, then there'll be a concept called bitul rishus. Bitul rishus will allow you to carry from your house into a common area, even though you didn't make an eruv. And with the goy, schidus, as the Rambam paskens, both of them could be done post facto on Shabbos. That will be the whole Perek Beis. Perek Beis has 16 halachas. It's much shorter than halacha than Perek Rishon. Beginning with Halacha Aleph, says that Rambam Anshei Chatzir She'er B'Kulam. Everyone participated Chutz Me'echad. It's such a pity because we learned in the last chapter that one guy could have been a zakit for everyone and without even notifying them, but it wasn't done. If I'm giving, you're giving. Everyone is giving, but selfish people. And one house didn't give. Doesn't matter. B'Shoigig, B'Mezid. What did they not do? B'Mezid, B'Sherkeach. Since there's only one person who owns the common area like me, but he cannot carry from his house to the common area. Neither can anyone else. Zeh oyser aleim, it is oyser aleim. And va'asur l'kula mahitzi, from the houses to the chatzar, or from the chatzar to the batei. By the way, just to speak it out, we didn't speak it out in the last chapter. If something, when Shabbos came in, was in the chatzar, and all you want to do is to carry it from that chatzar to that chatzar, you don't need for that an eruv, because it's already a rishus hayachid. The whole inyan of eruv chatzar shittum mavois is to carry from one rishus to another rishus. Okay. However, here we go. Here's going to first heter. Let me go to two steps. If Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda, let's say Reuven was the one that didn't participate. Now Reuven, if Reuven makes the following declaration, again, this is not bona fide kinyanim, but it's enough to cover what Shlomo HaMelech wanted. Reuven says, for this Shabbos, I'm mevatel my ownership, either stam, or my ownership in my house and in my yard, or only in my yard. Only in the yard means only in the common area, which means the common area does not belong to the Reuven. So think about it. Everyone made an eruv. Can they carry from the house into the common area? Yes, because everyone who has ownership in the common area also has ownerships in their homes. If Reuven was mabatel the reshus of his chatzar, but not the reshus of his house, Reuven will not be allowed to carry from his house into the common area. If Reuven says, I'm the vatel, the reshus of my house and of the common area to everyone else, then even Reuven can carry from his house into the common area. So if he's only mevatel the reshus of his chatzer, avol, but no one will be allowed to carry from the common yard to Reuven, because Reuven is separate. Neither can Reuven carry from his house into the common yard. But if Reuven says explicitly, I am being mevatel, I'm nullifying everything that I have. Why is Reuven now allowed to carry? Because Reuven is like their guest. Guys, just to make it clear, two things have to be covered. Number one is, the Rambam says, if a guy was mavatal his chatzer, or if the Reuven was mavatal beis oyev chatzeiroi. The big question in the Gemara was, what happens if he says, I'm mavatal? He did not specify. So the Rambam is passing halacha beis, I'm mavatal reshus istam. He only meant to be mavatal reshus chatzeiroi bitl. That's what it means, stam. Reshus beis oyev bitl. So therefore, okay, that's number one. Number two, to whom does he make the statement? The Rambam has a very important point. He has to go over to every person that's there that Shabbos. So even though it's very lenient, but there's a certain chumrah here. Now people say, you know, again, it's not a for hilchas kinyanim, other than you not needing an eruv. Don't worry, the guy's been mevatel. He was not mevatel this $1 million apartment building, house, but he's mevatel reshus enough for this. Now, what happens if someone is yoidish? Baha yoidish mevatel reshus. Afapi shemeis moidishay b'shabbos. We're speaking obviously about a case where the bequeather did not make a eruv, was not part of the eruv. So when Ben Hashmashas came in, there was no Eruv. The Moirishai was able to make a bitul reshus. So if he passed away on Shabbos, now we don't view as if his property went to his child. We look as the child being an extension of the father. So all of the rights and the powers that the father has naturally go over to now to the one who was in his place. Shehayonish tachas Moirishai kum achal davar, u bitul reshus b'Shabbos, the Rambam says, is muter lechatchila. Wow. Mutal Chatchila doesn't mean you should rely on that. Make an Eruv. The point of Mutal Chatchila means is that when it comes to many other Dini Shabbos, we say, as we learned in Hilchas Shabbos, that if something was Asr, mi bein Hashmashes, it remains Asr for the rest of the Shabbos. So you can argue if when Shabbos came in, there was no Eruv, so no one was allowed to carry then. That's the point. This is something that could be removed. It should be removed by making an Eruv, but if you forgot to make an Eruv, you can make a Bitul Rishus. Now, the Rambam says Bitul Rishus is good if there was one person that didn't do it. Halachi Gimel. Bitlu Elo Hama'arvin Rishus L'Zeh L'Zeh Shalei. Bitlu Elo Hama'arvin Rishus L'Zeh Shalei Eruv. Let's go. One guy didn't do it, But instead of Reuven, who didn't do a Digma Batal, is Rishus Hashem and Levi and Yehuda, guys, hold your heads, I'll cough. What happens? And in this case, Chachamim, Shimon, Levi and Yehuda are going to give it to Reuven. Not good. Only good for him. Who Mutar? Reuven will be allowed to carry. Sha'arei Nishalavadi, because there's no one else here. But they are not allowed to carry because they don't own anything. They're guests. Because when it comes to this, I don't like using the word fictitious, but this type of owning, disowning doesn't work for this. But it works for the Uber. Halacha dalt. When there's only one person. But if two people or more did not make an Eruv, now, only that direction. If they were mevatel both of their, the way we said it, every single one, then ha'me'arvin mutarin, and these guys won't be allowed to do it at all. What did we just learn? She'ein harabim, nasim archim. You chap what's going on over here? Ve'ein ha'me'arvin yecholim. So first of all, it won't work for them. It's only going to help the others. Number two, ve'ein ha'me'arvin yecholim lemakal l'shusim l'shnaim sh'lei ervu. What about the other direction? You also can't do that. So when you could have done it two ways in Halacha Gimel, at least for that guy who mutter, you don't even have that option over here. Now let me go on to another case. Guys, this case is going to be, there's going to be three people here. Three people here. Two of them made an Eruv. One guy didn't. One guy did it. Says that Rambam, this one of the two that did it cannot be mevatel his reshus to the one who didn't do it. Because that step is not enough. Because then you still have one who made an Eruv and one who didn't. Aval ha'echot shalei Eruv mevatel reshusay le'echot she'eruv. Halacha hei. Kishem shabal ba'yizeh mevatel le'bal ba'yizeh reshusay b'chotzer achas. Kach mevatlin mechatzer lochatzer. Same thing. One chatzer did not participate in the shift of Luvois. Same concept. Another din says that Rambam mevatlin vechoizim umevatlin. The Rambam, this umevatlin vechoizim umevatlin, the Magen Mishnah says, just he gives an example for this line that you have two houses, and in between the two houses, there's a churva. And everyone wants to have the right to go into that churva, to take things in, to take things out. So one option will be is that there are two people here. The guy on the right is saying, I'm a vatal, my chelik, in the churva to you. What did we say? If he's not a vatal, his house, what did we say? So then he cannot carry into the churva, but the other person can carry from his house into the churva. You do that. What happens if on the same Shabbos later in the afternoon, I now want to go into the churva and take something? So he can go and tell me, no, he's a vatal, every part of his churva back to me. You are allowed to do that. And Ketzad of Mevatel v'choizer Mevatel. Shnayim sh'shtoyim v'chotzer v'le'erbu. Two people are living in a yard. Echa Mevatel l'shus l'sheni. V'nimtso, ha'sheni metatel v'nishus l'shavit l'lei chaveri at she'yaset tzeracha. Guys, we're learning in the case where he is Mevatel Stam. What did we learn before? Mevatel Stam is only Mevatel l'shus l'chotzer. So Gavaldik, so if me and you are living in a duplex, and I'm telling to my upstairs neighbor that wants to take his kids and their toys outside, I'm saying, I'm a vatal my reshus to you. He now can go downstairs and use it. And then when he finished using it, he can tell me, now I'm a vatal it back to you. And this can go back and forth, ping pong, on the same Shabbos. Someone who's mevatel is reshus. And then prior to other people using it, he himself made a transference. If he did it, then mazed. His action nullified his bitl. It's called bitl maisav. You make a declaration and then you do an action. Your action overrules your word. But the aim is if you did it, the shoyge, that my action can ruin my bittul only if the other people did not yet use it. But if the other people, like I was mabatal my reshus to you guys, and you guys began to use the bias to the chatzah to the bias. Once you did it, it's good. Imagine he would have the power to retroactively make him into mechal on Shabbos with Rabbanim. It doesn't work that way.
Are you declaring a declaration?
It's a declaration. Halacha is
my rights to you zero.
Oh, well, let me go better. If the Rambam paskins lachumra that if you have many people living there, a duplex it's easier. You push a charity if you have to go to everyone. You have to tell everyone I'm a battle. Again, people were not mavatal the bias. They mavatal stam. They mavatal the reshus and the chatzah. That's why mavatal, and it's very common. This people would go. There's a duplex. That's the best example. So, anyways, we don't spend the same time in the backyard. We have hours. So, for my hours, be mavatal to me. For my hours, I'm mavatal. And I'm mutlach atchila to do it that way.
This is just as good as the
eruv. Yes. Just as
good.
Yes, we're not there yet. Halacha zayin. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei the reshus harab. And as we learned, guys, in Hilchas Shabbos, Goyim built a mechitza, closing off the street on Shabbos. Now, what happened? What happens, guys? Pasha, think about it. I live on this side of La Cienega. You live on the other side. Imagine if they built two walls on La Cienega. So now the area on the street between us is a properly enclosed area to be, and who's going to use it? Me and you, because our houses open up to it. We already learned in Hilchas Shabbos that a mechitza that's made on Shabbos is Shema Mechitza. With all of the details that could not have been done, you have a mechitza. Now, it's a chatzar with two batim. It did not exist before Shabbos. So says the Rambam, now what will be the solution? In other words, we didn't do an Eruv, so what? We're saying that a bittul is a solution. So let me do bittul. And you know what? I'll shout to you, I'm a batul, my lasianiga portion to you. Doesn't work. Because it was leba oilam, the mitzias was not in the world before Shabbos. Because how great is that? It's lechatchila only if the option of Eruv was possible. Here it wasn't possible because it didn't exist. It was a bias to a reshus harabim. It wasn't a bias to a chatzah. And he niach reshusay le'echad min hashuk. Now, another detail that the Noise Kalim add, and that person moves in on Shabbos, that's key. If the original owner died me ba'oyim, why? Because the owner was not there when Shabbos came in. So what did we say before? The owner had the right to be mavatal. So whoever is yoidish from the owner extends that right. But if the owner was not there during Shabbos, only prior to Shabbos, nisht he made an eruv, nor he wasn't ba'oilam to do a bittul. But if he only passed away once it got dark, and you came and moved in over there, it's gavaldik. So just like he could have been mevatalit, so can you be mevatalit. Next. Now, the following rule applies only, important, if someone lives outside the courtyard, and he didn't join the Eruv, because he doesn't live there, and he bequeathed, he already left in his will, when I die, my property should go to someone who does live there, then there's no problem. Why is there no problem? Because, guys, that's important to remember that. I don't have to give two loaves of bread if I own two houses in this building. Every person who's going to give should give one loaf. So he already gave one loaf, and he already owned the other building. But hold on, here there's something that's great. Even though, again, what are we saying? We're saying that if the original owner was alive when Shabbos came in, even though he did not join the Eruv, he could have done Bittul. Now that he passes away on Shabbos, whoever comes in his place can also do Bittul. Which is great. So even though he was Ma'ariv, but his Eruv only worked for apartment A. Apartment B he only acquired on Shabbos as a Yoidish. So that for that, he doesn't act a Bittul. Here we're speaking about the Ayid. And a ger made an eruv. That will be the case over here. Yisrael, the ger that are living in one cave, they made an eruv. However, the ger passed away prior to Shabbos. What's the vart of a ger? A ger is someone that if the convert did not have children after his conversion, he doesn't have any halachic heirs. So we already learned before when it comes to an heir that an heir is in the place of the bequeather. Here, he passed away before Shabbos. What happens if no one acquired anything prior to Shabbos? And on Shabbos, someone acquired it. We're not speaking about whether he was allowed to make a kingin, but it's effective. Now he owns it. Now, the one who acquired it, Gavaldik, Asers, because now there are two owners, there are two people that have a common area and they have their own corner, but he can do bittul. But if the ger passed away after it got dark, unlike a yoidish, guys, a yoidish is in the place of the moidish. Here, the yid is not in the place of the ger. If he passed away once it got dark, even though another yid acquired everything, ain't no oisid olav. Wow. He can't even acid it on him. Because when Shabbos came in, again, halacha ches is that the yid and the ger made an eruv. So there was an eruv made. On Shabbos, the original owner passed away, and now there's a new owner. Here it doesn't bother me. Now we're beginning with the yid and the goy. Chazal did not want for a yid to live with goyim because we might copy their ways of living in the same yard. However, one Jew and one goy, since a Jew may not be meyached himself with the goy at all, because the goy might kill him. So it's something very unusual for there only to be one Jew and one goy. So therefore, many halachas, ironically, won't be relevant where a Jew lives with only one goy, because it's something that's very not shechir. Yisrael hador im oiv dekechav mazolis, or even with a ger toishiv in a chatzer. By the letter, by theoretically, as far as Eidovin is concerned, speaking about two people owning common area, we don't look at it that way. Eino oiser olav. Step number one is that a goy doesn't really aser because shedira so oivet kechavim amazol is eino dira ella kabehema hu chashuv. However, v'im hoy yishnei Yisrael ma'yosam, if there are two yidden and a goy, em oivet kechavim amazol shechen aleihem, guys, oivet kechavim is because of the censor. The Rambam wrote goy, and then they added in oivet kechavim. Hareza oiser aleihem, here it's a problem. But why is it a challah problem? You know, only these two yidn make an eruv. Why? It's another gzeira. But that was a gzeira kadesh la yashkinu ha'evri kachav mazalus imam. The Chazal never wanted for us to have a goy in our building. Shelo yilmadu mimaisov. And you know what? You really see this. If not the adults, the kids. So what? Even make that gzeira when there's one Jew and one goy, because since it's something very uncommon. Why is it uncommon? Because you should be afraid to live with a goy. And why can't a Jew be meyachad himself with a goy? Because of he might kill. So for davar shel shchiach legozer barabon. But if two yidden, two against one, two yidden feel more safe because we outnumber them. And since Chazal Bechlal did not want us to even have one goy amongst 2, 3, 10 yidden, so they said, he's going to mess up the whole eruv. But what do you do?
Anywhere here it says Akum, it means goy?
Yeah.
Anywhere in the Rambam or just here?
Definitely here. Halacha yud. Shnei Yisrael and Yisrael mazolos echad. So what happens if you have two yidden or more and one goy that are living in one yard? This is the most common thing in the area in Chutzlat. And the yidden made an eruv. Gur nishver, loy ha'ilu klum. Oh, so now say, I got the solution. We learned the solution. Let the goy be mevatel his reshus. First of all, go get the goy to be mevatel his reshus. He'll be afraid. You're tricking him. He's getting up his apartment. But even if you were to make that statement, it would not have any halachic weight. The chain in bitlu lo oivet kachav mazolus in bitlu em, whether they were mevatel to the goy, whether the goy was mevatel for them. Oy bitlu ha-yisraelum zeh lo zeh. Now, what did we say? We said a gavaldik achav. We said one Jew and one goy has no problem. So what happens if there's two yidden? Let one yid be mevatel to his fellow yid. So now it's considered one owner. One yid is an oirich. One yid and one goy is not a problem. It doesn't help. Oich and ishgut. Oy, he says, ibit lo ha-yisraelum zeh lo zeh v'nasech yachid. Imer gachav mazoloi, still loy ho-ilu klom. Why? Because of this gezeira, she'ein eruv mayil b'mekoyim ho-eruv gachav mazolos. And ve'ein bitul reshus mayil b'mokim ho-eruv gachav mazolos. So what's the solution? Schirus. En la takona elo, she'yiskru b'menu reshus. He has to rent their space. That means you have to give the guy, we're going to see soon, you don't have to give him money. The Rambam holds you can do this on Shabbos, you can give him food. And again, just like the bittul we said, I don't like the word symbolic, and certainly not, God forbid, the word fictitious, but it's a very weak type of bittul, just covering the need. This type of schirus is the same thing. The guy is basically saying that you guys have the right, to a certain degree, to use my property as renters. Once they rent his property, so who does the property belong to? If you rent it, it belongs to you. So now the guy is there like your guest. And as we'll see in a moment, you don't have to rent it from every single guy. We'll get there in a second. Let me just speak it out. What they do in Brazil is you go over to the manager, the building. You tell the manager has a certain right to go into every property. He's the man, a certain right. So you tell the manager, I take $10, just once a year, and shit, the rights that you have in the whole common property, rent a part of that to me. If he understands the language that you're talking to, he doesn't understand exactly what was tutzach do, but he understands the $10, that's enough.
He doesn't own anything.
Since he's their worker, we'll see some. He's like their worker, but he works for everyone in the building. And just to know, in other words, guys, making any Eruv chatzeres, wherever Yidden live with Goyim, with the exception of there's only one Yid and one Goy, you don't have to do anything. Because you don't have to make an Eruv chatzeres, there's no one else there. Then you have to go through the two steps, and the schirus comes first. First you do schirus, then you do the Eruv. And if nothing was done before Shabbos, then the Rambam, as we'll see, holds you can do them both on Shabbos. First you do the schirus with the goy or the goyim on Shabbos. Then you do the bittul. There are many goyim. All of them have to rent out the reshus to the yidden. And then the Yisrael will make an eid of one with the other. And now everything is kosher.
If they don't agree?
You make them agree. When you give a guy, when you give the manager $10 or $20 or $100, I just want you to make a declaration that your rights that you have in all of the properties, I want you to rent out that part, a part of that to me, and I'm going to do this with you every year. He understood what you said. He took the money. You made a kinyan. The Yisrael, now what happens if there was 10 Yidden and one goy? Only one Jew went to the goy. That's good enough. Because once that Jew rented out the property of the goy, you understand? Now he can make an eruv with everyone else. Which is exactly what we do nowadays. Now, how do we define? We're speaking about two yidden and one goy. That's when the problem begins. Now, what happens if you have two properties? One is inside. That means that the people who live in the inner one have to walk through the outer one. And look at all these configurations. A yid and a goy live in the inner one. You can argue it's only one and one. But a yid lives in the outer one. The point is that since all of them have the right of way through the outer one, since everyone has the right of way in the outer one, it's as if everyone also lives in the outer one. Which is a problem because now you have altogether two yidden and one goy. Or avade, if the yid and the goy live in the outer one, Jew and a goy, but there's one Jew that lives in the inner one. Again, he has the right of way to go through the outer property. So that means that there's a certain right in a property between not one Jew and one goy, two yidden and a goy. They got a problem. But the guy who lives inside, even in the case where it's one yid and one goy, also not a problem. One yid and one goy doesn't have a problem. Halacha yud beis. How do you rent it on Shabbos? You're not going to give money. Give food. You have to give something to this guy. Even on Shabbos. You give him a challah, that's fine. Shaschirus is just like bittul rishus, which means you can argue, hey, you can't make a kinyan. So just like we didn't ask that on bittul, because bittul means you're not owning it. I'm just disowning. This type of schirus is not a proper kinyan. She'en schirus vadois. It's only a heker. Lefikach, soichlin min oivik rama zolis, even less than a shava pruta, even though the Rambam is basically saying, everyone knows that between two goyim, you don't need to have the pruta amount. But it's people extrapolate from this Rambam that the Rambam holds between a Jew and a goy, when you're using money, it must have a pruta. Here, you don't need to have the pruta. Why not? Because it's not a real schirus. It's schirus enough to cover the concept of this gezeira. The eat now. Do you have what happens if you, David? You know the guy. He's not going to do it to you. He doesn't talk to you. You can do it with his wife. For proper schirus, you can't make schirus by someone's wife. There's many leniencies. The ishta shalavi kavam azolis maskerish even again without his das. I'll tell you more than that. V'chein schiroi. If the guy has a worker, you can make the kinyan with his worker. He has a shamish. The head is maskin and shalom adatoi. Even if the schir and the shamish is a yid. See how easy it is? The guy hired has a Jew that works for him in his business. I can make this kinyan with the Jew who is schiroi means he pays him. Shamosh means he doesn't even pay him. Atkadekach. Hariz a maskin and shalom adatoi. Shal, I'll tell you more. You need to outsmart him. Like, you know, he's an anti-Semite. He's not going to do it. Ask him, do me a favor. Can I put my bag down in this corner of the hallway? And he said, yeah. Oh, that, who owns that part of the hallway? Everyone, including the guy. He allowed for you to put something that's exclusively yours on something that's his. You already have ownership in his. He already gave some of it to you. And that's called the maske shalom edatoi. And
he's giving me
permission to put something in the common area. What am I giving in exchange? Here he's saying he gave me permission to put it down. Here I'm giving him nothing. No, we're doing this if you know that the guy won't rent it out. The best thing is to give him money. Guy's married to many wives. Make a kinyan with one of them. Halacha yud gimel shnei. But guys, it's important in Brazil. Everyone was educated to do it. I remember. We do it once a year. We use matzah because, first of all, you have to use a shlema. And because I don't want to do it every week, I want it to remain. Matzah stays fresh for many years. You do it once a year, shulei tishtakach. And we would make a schirus with the goy, with the zelador, with the guy that's like the manager. And then I would take another yid. He would be mezakeh to everyone who lives in the building. And you make the bracha and you make the eidah.
The bread goes bad.
Bread goes bad and that Shabbos is gur nishvert. Has to be, we learned that it has to be
ba'oyim. That's why
we use matzah. But I'm saying if someone accidentally eats up the matzah, then you got yourself. Here in LA, we are machmer, even though that many people say you don't need to. Fine. We are machmer and everyone, even people that mamash use the eruv, good, whatever, you have to make your own eruv chatzedus once a year. Halacha yudgim. Shnei Yisraelim, ba'oyim yudgim ha'maz. Two yidna, one goy. V'sochnu menevi kochal ha'maz olas b'shabos. Guys, what happened over here? No one did anything. Fine. First, let one Jew rent from the goy. Then you only have two yidden. One of them should be mematal to the other. The hakol short of a kain. The chain imes the gomazos b'shabbes, or the goy passed away on Shabbos. So right now you only have two yidden. That is not enough to ruin it. You see, we're very lenient. Very good. He rented out to another guy. If it's rental, like here in LA, like in a civilized country. Means if you own something, but you rented it out to whoever the renter is, you cannot kick him out. He has a contract. That means who owns it? The current occupant. So with whom do you have to make schiras? Not with the owner. Then, with the second guy. Because now he's the owner. But if you're living in a country that even after you rented out your apartment, if the old landlord, he's a lord, he can go ahead and kick out the guy. Then you can make a key, you can make the schirus even with the owner. It's still better to rent it out with the current occupant. But if he's not doing it, the soch and the yid therefore went to the original owner. Is oichad got harel matan halachat as well. Ha, chatzin she Yisraelim every kichav mazal shroima. And ho yuchalaynis pesuchas v'bais Israeli zeh lebeis Israeli zeh, but also eruv of chalaynis. So there are two properties, and there is a way in which apartment A can go into apartment B without going through a common area. They have to make their own Eruv, right? And they made their Eruv. They made an Eruv. But only these two apartments, which, by the way, is fine. Imagine you have a porch, and there's a way to go from that's a great example. If there was, certain buildings, the porch is used by both. So they made an Eruv just for themselves. Notice they are considered one. So what are you going to say? If they're considered one, what did we say? One yid and one goy is not a problem. We don't say it for this. Because there is a goy that you have to do schirus. It's amazing. In other words, he already said before that two yidin cannot be mavatal one to the other. Here he's saying more. They made an eruv for themselves, and the eruv is effective. So you can argue if the eruv is already effective for them to be allowed to carry through their common property just between these two neighbors, then halachically they're one. So now it's one yid and one goy. No. It's two yid and one goy. It has to be schirus. She'ein rabim nasim the eruv ki yachid. Whenever there's a goy, the final halacha to Zion. If you have a yid, God forbid. This is going back to the first chapter we learned today. A yisrael that's mechal shabbos beferesi. If there were to be such a thing. Or a guy that's worshiping idols. I'm sorry, a yid that's, God forbid, mechal shabbos beferesi, or if a yid, God forbid, is serving idols. Since we learned, you know what that means? You can't make an eruv with him. But you know what it means? Schidus won't. Oh, the enum of atal reshus. Wow. Because you can't do mitl reshus to a goy. Sad. He has a din of a goy, David. That's an application. Because he's not looked as a Risha Yisrael. He's looked like he's here halachically as a din of a not yid. However, but it's tragic. He has a din of a goy. The Rambam is going to write, there's a certain type of Jew that doesn't have a din of a goy, but you can't do an eruv with him. So his presence really ruins everything. Aval, if this is a person, not Machal Shabbos Befares, he did not become a Christian. But he's an apikoidus. What type of apikoidus? One that is not even avoid disorder. But he's not mechal Shabbos beferes. You like, for example, tzaddikim baisus. That's a great example. You know what? Because tzaddikim baisus, they rejected the oral Torah. That means they rejected the whole need to make an eruv. If a Jew doesn't believe in the eruv, now you got the worst problem. Call Misha ein amoid mitzvahs eruv. So Meile, if he's a goy, or God forbid, a yid that has a din of a goy, so that do is chirus. But here, it's called kareach mikan, kareach mikan. You're bald here and you're bald there. Ein marvin imoy, you can't do an eruv because he's not moid in it. But you can't do chirus because he's not a goy. Ve'ein seichel memenu. Lefisha einoy ko'er ha'azolos. I'm sorry, what can you do? Avol mevatel, I'm sorry, the solution will be is he has to be mevatel reshus to the yid that's kosher. And that's the takon. The chenim hoy Yisrael echad kosher. The zeh tzaduki b'chotzer. Harei ze oisir olot ad sheyevatel loy. You have to get him to be mevatel. Now it's not so simple because tzadikim baisus would not be mevatel. David, your challenge with if the goy won't want, I'm thinking practically the goy will take the $10. But to get a yid that understands what we're doing, who right. Says this whole thing is a
conservative,
I don't want to mention that. The whole thing is a harama, and I'm against it. You have to get him to be mevatel the reshus yidin mazel tov to be continued tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Shkoyach Isaac.
The whole thing feels like.